This is Cruisin' WGCM.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecta Sausage, Pafford EMS, Bessard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Little bit of a delay, but we're ready and set to go for baseball on a Saturday night. The Biloxi Shuckers entering today with a 55-54 overall record. South Division best 25-17 in the second half. We're getting set to take on the AA Philly of the Atlanta Braves and the Mississippi Braves, who entered today 52-59 on the season, 21-22 in the second half. Jacob Blake alongside you as we again get sent for first pitch. Originally scheduled for 6:05, it has since been pushed back to a 7:15 first pitch due to weather in the area, but we're still sitting ready to go for all nine innings on a Saturday night, game 111 for the Shuckers. Shuckers looking to get their second win of the series. They fell last night by a 2-0 final. Drew Hackenberg, Jake McSteen, Roldy Munoz, and Ellison Joseph combined for the shutout, the M-Braves' second shutout of this series. While the Shuckers continue to get good work from their bullpen, Russell Smith, Will Childers combined for four innings out of the pen without allowing a run. Entering today, the Shuckers bullpen has allowed just one earned run over 18 and a third innings from the bullpen during this week. Tate Keener, also a big-time starter, allowed just two runs in five-plus innings with seven hits. Also struck out three while throwing a double-A high, 92 pitches. Again, first pitch scheduled for 7:15. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview. And how fitting on a day with the Shuckers had to roll the tarp out. We're talking to the Heads groundskeeper in Trey Bowman. We get all things turf, all things grass, all things new infield on your way next in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for Saturday night baseball. Shuckers tonight playing as the Beach Chickens going up against the Mississippi Braves, game 5 of a 6-game set. Here late in the season, I'm Javik Blake, joined for pregame by none other than Shuckers Heads groundkeeper Trey Bowman. Trey, appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, buddy, appreciate you.
Late August, hot out there. How you guys keeping the field looking all nice and pretty this time of year?
Well, this is different from last late August. Last late August, we were in what? Maybe one of the most historical droughts where we were 100 degrees every day and running water and just burning to death. So we are getting, you know, we're back to the typical South Mississippi pop-up thunderstorms. You know that, being on the tarp. So that's helping out. But it's difficult. I mean, with the weather we have and the humidity that we have, we're trying to fight not only 100-degree days, but with the humidity, a lot of fungus and things that want to kill the grass. Everything wants to kill the baseball field, right? If we could keep baseball players off of baseball fields, they would look amazing. So, I mean, it's just a lot. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours. Jackson, with Jackson being here, he really puts in a lot of hours. And it's just water, you know, fungicides, and just trying to keep it green.
What's it like, because you said last year, obviously, a ton of heat, all you can do is water. This year, there's been a mix of some heat, a lot of rain over the last couple weeks. How do you mix in kind of what you're doing to the field on a daily basis based on whether or not it's bright and sunny or it's raining outside?
Well, this time of year, honestly, we play on Bermuda grass. So we play on Tip Top Bermuda in the infield and 419 Bermuda in the outfield. It loves the heat. It really does love the heat. But it has to have a good mixture of heat and water. When the rain comes, I know it helps, but the tarp adds so much. I mean, there's so many diseases and so many different variables that can happen when we put that tarp on. We see, like, in some instances, well, we have to come in. You know this because you have to come in and help us pull the tarp early. That is not just because I want it off the field. That is a preventative measure to keep from disease happening. It basically burning up our infield. So So, yeah, it is. There's challenges in both. I mean, there are challenges, of course, when it's 100 degrees like last year and our field is just baking. We can't – you can run water, but, I mean, a lot of people probably don't know, hey, our day starts here with people getting on the field at like 145. So you can't run irrigation when there's baseball players on the field. That goes back to baseball players killing the baseball field. But you can't run irrigation. So a lot of that stuff happens at night. A lot of that stuff happens early morning on days like that. When with all the rain, I mean, again, with the humidity, that causes a lot of we could have fungicide. We could have fungus growing, and that kills grass. It makes it ugly. So there's a lot of treatment before that. So we try to stay ahead of what forecasts say. And I know sometimes we miss on forecasts around here. But we try to stay ahead, like a week ahead, say, hey, we're going to have this. We know we're going to be at home. There's going to be weather. There's going to be tarp. So we do applications a week prior to try to prevent anything bad happening to the grass.
New thing this year as well is you got a brand new infield out there, which is basically, if I understand it correctly, you just took the infield at American Family Field in Milwaukee and transferred it down here to Biloxi.
Yes.
What's it been like having that out there for the players?
It's fantastic. We've got a lot of good response from them. Last year, I mean, I will say it, an infield, when we say infield, we're talking about the dirt area. So we call that an industry term. That would be the infield skin. And so the dirt area is called infield skin. Our skin was probably the worst in the Southern League my first 2 years here. And what that goes to, in our climate, in our region, a professional infield skin should last you about 4 years and you rotate it out. That was the same one we played on since we opened the park in 2015. So it was we were way past overdue. So, I mean, it just wouldn't – for people to try to let people understand, there's a lot of touching that infield throughout the day. And we're trying to get it to a perfect moisture level, and we really don't want balls to bounce above the waist. That's really when we can tell that, and players don't want that. So balls bouncing above the waist, keeping the ball low, bad hops. So that goes, a lot of moisture goes into that. Our infield last year had zero water holding capacity. We couldn't hold any water in our skin, so that we were playing on basically concrete all the time. So this year we play on a DuraEdge professional skin. It's the same thing that Milwaukee plays on. 28 of the 30 clubs in the big leagues play on. I mean, our owner, John Tracy, really stepped up there and wanted our guys to play on a really, really quality infield. And that's what we got. It's made our lives a lot easier with watering and the maintenance that goes into taking care of a professional baseball infield.
Well, it just looks pretty too watching outside.
It does. It does look – it looks nice. It really looks nice. I'm very pleased of where we are, especially this late in the season. We have two homestands left. August, I mean, we're dog days, and I'm very pleased with where we are with our entire field. I mean, our wear areas look good and all that good stuff. I'm very, very pleased.
You've also had another helper this year. Your son Bo's out there helping you, whether it's watering the infield, running around, making sure dad's getting his exercise. What's it been like having Bo helping you out this year?
It's fun, you know. It's fun during this type of this, you know, this six-month stretch, you know. We're here at 7 in the morning. Sometimes we don't leave till 11 o'clock at night. You don't see your family. So when they get to come here, he was here last night. He's never going to miss Firework Friday. And here last night, you know, making sure I do things from – I mean, he did that last year. This year he's doing it, but with a little more attitude. And he's the boss this year. So it's special. It is fun. I mean, looking back as we grow up, I mean, I know when I get older, he gets older, I will look back and as extremely fond memories. And I hope he does too, that, hey, dad had a cool job, you know.
Well, dad now gets to watch a guy who attended the same school that he went to in Mississippi State. Casey Hunt's making his Biloxi debut tonight here at Kiesler Federal Park. What's it like watching a Bulldog out there who's going to throw in a Beach Chickens uniform tonight, go pitch for the Shuckers?
Yeah, no, it's special. I mean, it is special. I mean, going back, Mississippi State and being a Mississippi State fan, we are kind of lovable losers, but we have that one great moment. And, I mean, baseball, we're traditionally a great baseball school. So it is special. It's special to, you know, have a little part. I hope he does well for the Shuckers, or tonight, the Beach Chickens. But also, you know, for the pride for the Mississippi State.
Appreciate it, Trey.
Yeah, buddy.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Night plans to beach, Jenkins. Up against the M Braves next in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We're getting set for first pitch on a Beach Chicken Saturday. The Biloxi Shuckers transforming into the Beach Chickens tonight, playing their 111th game of the season against the Mississippi Braves, who enter today at 21-22 in the half. The Shuckers at 25-17. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. It could not be more of a different matchup. Youth versus, well, a veteran of professional baseball, but youth in terms of David Fletcher's right arm. For the Shuckers is the former Mississippi State Bulldog, K.C. Hunt, making his first appearance in this ballpark since he played for Mississippi State back in 2023. Hunt 0-1, but a 1.69 ERA coming off a dominant first start in Montgomery last week. Allowed just one run off three hits and five and a third innings with eight strikeouts. On the other side of things is the righty David Fletcher, the knuckleballer who will not throw harder than 75 miles an hour. The knuckleball will not be harder than what should likely be the high 60s, maybe low 70s. If anything, it'll drop to as low as 59-60 miles an hour. Fletcher's 2-4 with a 6.44 ERA on the season. 12 starts, 64 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed 24 walks, 22 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 313 against him. Shuckers looking to get back into the win column. They're a game and a half up on Montgomery, two games ahead of Pensacola for the final playoff spot in the South Division in the second half. It's game 111-136. The rain has moved out, and we're set to go for first pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. First pitch in K.C. Hunt on your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper for Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Three-two pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1.
Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time.
Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes, fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Gulf Coast Shuckers, in partnership with the Heart of the Shucker Community Fund, please welcome the newest members of the Biloxi Shuckers family. And now, here to honor America performing tonight's national anthem, please welcome Harper Hayden Scruffin.
What's up, all the way up, and the twilight's the last gleaming.
delayed the game a little bit, but it's not going to stop Saturday Night Baseball. The Biloxi Shuckers back in action for game 111 of 136. Tonight playing as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take on the Mississippi Braves, AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Beach Chickens, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and just like their big league team, they've had a real good second half. 25-17 in the second half. First place in the South Division by a game and a half. 55-54 overall, while the M-Braves enter today 52-59 on the season. 21-22 in the second half. Today's starting pitcher for the Shuckers is the righty Casey Hunt, 0-1 with a 1.69 ERA on the season. He makes his second start with the Shuckers. Overall on this season, it is his 10th start of the year. Hunt, in his only start with the Shuckers, went 5 1/3 innings, gave up one run on 3 hits, no walks, and 8 strikeouts on 85 pitches. Faces an M-Braves lineup that is signed by acting manager Luis Ugueto. In the leadoff spot is Cody Milligan. Cal Conley bats second. David McCabe bats third. Ethan Workinger bats in the fourth spot. Gilbert Sanchez bats fifth. Keyshawn Ogins is behind him. And the lineup rounds out Cade Bunnell, Sebastian Rivero, and Bryson Worrell. Hunt firing his final couple warm-up pitches to a catcher, Nick Cale. Hunt, 6'3", 200 pounds, a native of Wyckoff, New Jersey, and a former member of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Played at this very ballpark not more than a year ago as part of the Hancock-Whitney Classic when Mississippi State plays a couple of midweek non-conference games in Biloxi at Keesler Federal Park. Opponent last time he was on the mound was the Nichols Colonels of the Southland Conference. Today, he's two steps away from the big leagues and is facing the Braves AA affiliate. Cody Milligan's in the leadoff spot. And we're set to go. After a rain delay of just over an hour and 15 minutes, first pitch of the day comes home. And it's fouled back right by the switch hitter Cal Conley on deck. And we're off and running. First pitch at 7:21 tonight. An official delay of an hour and 16 minutes. It is 89 degrees and overcast at first pitch. The 0-1 delivery. Milligan takes a curveball, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Milligan this year is hitting .240. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider in the dirt. Cale blacks it up. Fires to first, and Milligan is down for the first strikeout of Hunt's career here at Keesler Federal Park. Now brings up the switch hitter Cal Conley, hitting .251 this season. Conley digs in from the left side against the righty Hunt. The pitch, chopped first base side, foul, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hunt throws a 5-pitch mix. Fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and a changeup. The slider was a plus pitch for him last time out against Montgomery. The 0-1 pitch. Conley swings and misses. It's a curveball at 79. The count quickly goes to no balls and two strikes. Conley, a .251 hitter this year. Two homers, 32 driven in. And 323 OBP. Hunt delivers. Jess misses off the inside corner. It's a slider at 85. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The pitch lifted down the left field line. Foul. Rattles around in the M-Braves bullpen. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. Hunt, 24 years old, signed as an undrafted free agent last July after finishing up his career at Mississippi State. The 1-2 pitch. Conley ropes it right to Martinez at first and quickly two away. Off the bat at 80 miles an hour, but right to the first baseman, Martinez. And it sets the stage for us to give you the Shuckers' starting defense. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Dylan O'Reilly's at second. Eric Brown Jr. is at short, and at third is the newest dad of the Biloxi Shuckers in Brock Wilkin. Outfield from left to right, Connor Scott, Casey Martin, and Lamar Sparks. First pitch is a called strike one. Curveball at 78 to the switch hitter McCabe, who digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. The 0-1 pitch. McCabe swings and misses. A cutter low at 85. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. McCabe sitting 143 on the season, a home run, four driven in, and a 268 OBP. The 0-2 pitch misses low. Slider at 85, and the count goes to 1-2. Hunt delivers. Swing and a miss. Curveball at 78, and Hunt strikes out two in his first inning in Biloxi since he was a member of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Shuckers will go to work against the knuckleballer David Fletcher when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
David G's favorite shirt. Guy can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. Now I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. The Shuckers, scoreless with the Embraves, go up against the righty David Fletcher. He's a knuckleballer, does not throw it hard at all. Barely touches 70 miles an hour. 2-4 with a 6.44 ERA. This is his 13th start of the season. 64 and a third innings, 24 walks, 22 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .313 against him. And right now, Sebastian Rivero is having a conversation with the home plate umpire. And third base umpire Joe McCarthy is checking Sebastian Rivero's mitt. Durham, Warren Eubanks, the first base umpire, and Joe McCarthy, the third base umpire, all together with Rivero. And Rivero is being asked to change his mitt. And the reason why is Sebastian Rivero right now is catching with a first baseman's mitt. So he gets his catcher's mitt from the dugout. I don't think I've ever seen that before. He has another mitt that he's grabbed. This one, more of a catcher's mitt. In order to try and catch the knuckleball, he was wearing a first baseman's mitt, which has been deemed not something he can wear by this umpiring crew. And David Fletcher sets to go to work against the lefty Dylan O'Ray. First pitch, knuckleball flutters home, and O'Ray smacks it out to right. Whirls back on it, spins around towards the warning track, and he makes the catch for the first out. That came in at 64 miles an hour. And the righty Eric Brown Jr. digs in. Bryson Worrell is in right. Cody Milligan's in center. Ethan Workinger is in left. Infield from third to first, Keyshawn Ogans, Cal Conley, Gilbert Sanchez, and Cade Bunnell, with Sebastian Rivero doing the catching now with a catcher's mitt. Pitch to Brown. Misses off the inside corner at 65 for ball one. Brown sitting 196 this season. Fletcher delivers. Misses off the outside corner at 65. And the count goes to 2-0. Brown, though, enters today with a five-game hit streak. The 1-1 pitch. He takes up, and the count goes to three balls and no strikes. High set of the hands from Brown. The pitch. is a called strike one. And the count goes to 3 balls and a strike. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and it's ball four. It's been a flyout and a walk for Fletcher, and the righty Brock Wilken digs in. Brock Wilken today setting a Shuckers record. He digs in, playing in his 80th consecutive game. As far back as our records go, which is the 2018 season, nobody has played in 80 consecutive games until Brock Wilken, who digs in from the right side with one on and one out. Fletcher delivers. Wilken takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. But that is not the most exciting news today for Brock Wilken. Wilken, earlier this morning, him and his wife welcomed in a new baby. The 1-0 pitch, runner off to second. Pitch is a called strike. The throw to second, the tag on time, and Brown's retired. He's caught stealing for the 8th time this season. Count evens 1-1. And now 2 away. And nobody on. The 1-1 pitch. Wilken takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Mom and baby are both healthy, and Wilken in the lineup tonight. They both live in Biloxi, so the baby was welcomed in a local area hospital. The 1-2 pitch. Wilken takes low, and the count evens 2-2. So a big-time congratulations in order for, I'm sure, of what has been a whirlwind day for Brock and his wife. The 2-2 pitch. Takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Fletcher out of the windup, comes home. Wilken takes off the outside corner, and Fletcher walks his second batter of the inning. Left-handed hitting Connor Scott digs in. 222 hitter this year. Three homers, 24 driven in. Wilkins at first. And Fletcher out of the windup. Check that out of the stretch. The second straight batter. Delivers home. Scott takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. There's a little bit of wind in from left. And the way Fletcher's knuckleball goes, wherever the wind is blowing, that's where the ball is moving to. The 1-0 pitch. Scott bloops it. Third base side. Ogins behind the bag into foul territory. Makes a jogging catch. And retires Scott for the final out. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the second. Casey Hunt back to work when we come back. On the Shuckers
this
Radio
is
Network.
Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Way into the second, Casey Hunt back to work after two strikeouts and a perfect first. We're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Embraves. Fifth game of a six-game set. Delayed about an hour and 15 minutes due to rain. The pitch to the righty Workinger misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. A terrific crowd still on hand. A lot of fans brave through what ended up being not a lot of rain. The 1-0 pitch. Workinger drives it out to left. Scott watches it go. And this thing disappears over the wall and over the trees for a 1-0 Embraves lead.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Workinger touches third and jogs on home. It's his first double-A home run, and it's a massive one. Off the bat at 105 miles an hour. It goes 371 feet. Already over at Sanchez digs in. Hunt delivers. Sanchez tips it foul off Cale's mask behind the plate. The count goes to no balls and a strike. That's the second consecutive start that Hunt's allowed a homer. They've both been solo shots, which is the important thing. If you're going to give up a homer, best when it's just a solo shot. 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses up and in. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Sanchez batting 279 this season. Gets the pitch. Rolled left side of the infield. Brown dives it short. Grabs it on a sliding stop. Fires to first. The stretch is not in time. And Brown Jr. lays on the outfield grass for a moment. Now gets back up. He thought he had a chance. Sanchez just beats it out. It would have been an all-timer from Brown over at short. But instead, one away. Check that. One on. Nobody out. And it brings up the righty Keyshawn Ogins. Two straight hits to start the second for Hunt. Ogins digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. Now the pitch. Bunt shown. First base umpire says he doesn't go. It's a very late job pulling back from Ogins. Counts it a ball and no strikes. Ogins hitting 224 this year with 20 driven in. Sanchez takes his lead. Now the pitch. Chopped foul. Third base side on an 81-mile-an-hour slider. The count evens 1-1. Sanchez off first. O'Reilly at second. Basically right up the middle. Hunt delivers. Misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Hunt delivers. Shattered bat roller. Third base side. Wolken charges. Gloves with a pink mitt. Fires to first. And it's in time. And the barrel is right in front of the mound. Sanchez to second. A great play by Wilkin. And it brings up the righty Cade Bunnell. It's a 1-0 Embraves lead. One out and a runner on second in the second. Bunnell's hitting 163 this year with a 327 OBP. Hunt fires. It's a called strike right on the outside corner. Fastball at 92. The 0-1 pitch. Tipped in a Cale's mitt. Fastball top of the zone at 92. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Bunnell's hitting 163 this year with a 327 OBP. Hunt delivers. Bunnell swings and misses. Slider off the inside corner at 85. And Hunt picks up his third strikeout of the night. Two out, runner on second. Up comes the righty, Sebastian Rivera. Rivera bats from the right side against the righty Hunt. Now pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Rivera sitting 183 this season with a 221 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at 82. And the count evens at 1-1. Hunt checks second. Now delivers. Swing and a miss. It clatters between Cale's legs. Sanchez is off to third. Cale throws it. Sanchez was jogging, and he's out by about 45 feet. He's caught stealing. Maybe the easiest caught stealing the Shuckers will have all season. And that ends the half inning. One run, two hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 1-0 Embraves through an inning and a half on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Left-handed hitting, Darian Miller leads it off against the righty, David Fletcher. As the knuckleballs into his second inning. It's a 1-0 Embraves lead, and the righty Fletcher delivers. Miller takes a strike on the inside corner as it flutters in at 63 for strike one. Miller's hitting 203 this year, two homers, 25 driven in. The 0-1 pitch. He waits on it, and it's a called strike two. That one at 66. That thing just flutters in from Fletcher. You really got to wait on it. The 0-2 pitch. Miller takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Fletcher walked two in the first inning. Got a fly out, a pop out. 1-2 pitch. Lifted out towards left. Down for a base hit. Miller loops one in. Snaps a four-game hitless streak. And it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks with a man on and nobody out. Sparks this year hitting 274, six homers, 28 driven in, and a 328 OBP. It's a 1-0 Embraves lead in the last of the second. The pitch. Sparks waits on it, and it's a called strike one on the inside corner at 66. Fletcher has not thrown a pitch higher than 68 miles an hour. He delivers. It flutters in and misses inside at 65, and the count evens 1-1. Sparks has really turned things up a notch. Ever since the second half started, he's been by far one of the Shuckers' best hitters. The 1-1 pitch. Sparks drives it out to right center. Milligan races over on it towards the warning track. He's got some room, and he makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Miller hustles back to first. And now one away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in. 257 hitter this year. Shuckers trail at 1-0. Man on, one away. We're in the bottom of the second. The pitch. He takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The righty Fletcher sets the belt. Now fires. Martinez tips it, and Rivera's mitt behind the plate. The count evens 1-1. The pitch. Martinez waits on it, smacks it foul. Out of play on the third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. It's such a weird experience as a hitter facing Fletcher, especially in today's day and age where you're geared up to face a starting pitcher that 99% of the time is throwing 90 miles an hour plus. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez waits on it, and it misses away. Count evens at 2-2. And then you face Fletcher, and all of a sudden you have to retrain your brain waiting for 90, 91, 92 to all of a sudden waiting on 64. The pitch. Martinez drives it out to left center. Workinger's to his left, and it's down for a base hit. Miller touches second, heads to third. Martinez chugs the second. The throws towards the third base side. Sanchez dives towards the bag. Martinez slides in and beats it. It is a hustle double. The Shuckers of runners on second and third with one away for Nick Hale. Almost all of Fletcher's knuckleballs that have been swung at are high in the zone. Shuckers trying to get under it and drive it. And that's what Miller and Martinez have both done. Fletcher's a guy that's induced either a line drive or a fly ball on over 60% of batted balls this year. As Nick Hale digs in from the right side, the pitch. He swings and chops it back to Fletcher. He gets it off the mound, and the former Gold Glove finalist at second fires to first, and it retires Hale. Two out, two on, and the righty Casey Martin digs in. Fletcher, the former longtime big leaguer. Spent 5 years with the Angels and then started this year with the Braves as a hitter. The pitch. This is off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Picked up pitching for five appearances with Triple A Gwinnett. The 1-0 pitch. Martin takes inside, and the count goes to 2-0. He only threw 11 innings. And a couple of those appearances were just your position player pitching early in the season. The 2-0 pitch. Martin takes inside, and the count goes to 3-0. But then Fletcher, and he wanted to go full-time the pitching route, was transferred down to Mississippi, and he's been with the Braves ever since. The 3-0 pitch. Martin takes a strike. It clips off Rivera's glove, but it dies at his feet. Count goes to 3-1. And remember, Rivero is wearing a new catcher's mitt. He was forced to change his mitt right before first pitch because he had a first baseman's mitt on. Fletcher's 3-1 pitch. He's popped up behind third. Hogan's under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through two. And the M-Braves lead it 1-0 on the Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Sebastian Rivero leads things off for the M-Braves as we head to the third. It is a 1-0 M-Braves lead over the Checkers. Only run came in a solo shot. It started off the second. And the righty Casey Hunt fires home to the righty Sebastian Rivero. First pitch misses up and in, and it gets him on the shoulder. Rivero takes it in stride and quickly jogs to first. And it brings up the switch hitter Bryson Worrell. Brings up the switch hitter Bryson Wardle. Bats from the left side against the righty Hunt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Goes fishing on a slider low. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hunt's looked good so far. The only run allowed on his ledger was a leadoff solo shot from Ethan Werkinger. That was back that led off the second inning. Worrell this year hitting 143, two homers, seven driven in. The pitch, swing and a miss, again goes fishing on a slider. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hunt out of the stretch. Takes a moment. Now fires. Worrell takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. Rivera's at first. Top of the order is due up next in Cody Milligan. The 1-2 pitch is a slider, and it's a called strike three. Fourth strikeout of the day for Hunt. And now one on, one away, and back to the top of the order in Cody Milligan. It's a 1-0 M-Braves lead over the Checkers, who tonight are playing as the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Paying tribute to the seagulls that are inhabiting the beaches all of about 500 yards away. The pitch is a curveball and a called strike one. Right on the inside corner against the lefty. Milligan struck out swinging back in the first on a changeup. Now the 0-1 pitch. Milligan chops it to first. Martinez has it, fires to second for one. Brown fumbles the return, now fires to first, and it's not in time. Couldn't quite get it out of his mitt. And Milligan reaches on a fielder's choice. Two out, one on, and the switch hitter Cal Connolly digs in. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Check back to first. Milligan's back in plenty of time. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight, and we'll say hello. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, and the pitch misses low, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The count goes to 1-0. Another check back to first. Milligan again is back in time. Milligan 33 of 38 on stolen bases. Already has two of them this series. And Braves yesterday became the first AA team to 200 steals on the season. The 1-0 pitch. Bunt shown, pulled back, and it gets Connolly. No! Home plate umpire. Chandler Durham says it did not hit him. Milligan moves to third on what is now being ruled a wild pitch, and Connolly is at first thinking he got hit. And now acting manager Luis Huguetto is down from third to talk with Chandler Durham. And the umpiring crew comes together because the other side, Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena, is ready to talk as well. And I think him and Huguetto are on the same exact side on this thing. That it did hit him, and it is not a wild pitch to the screen that advances him two bases. Umpiring crew tonight, Chandler Durham, Warren Eubanks, and Joe McCarthy, and they rule that it does not hit him. And now Shuckers manager Fidel Pena is out of the dugout, and him and Luis Huguetto probably saying much of the same to Durham behind the plate. It is ruled a wild pitch, and Milligan moves to third. Connolly certainly acted like he got hit. Pena, not happy, is back to the Checkers dugout. Durham is continuing to talk as well now to Checkers catcher Nick Cale. Checkers run happy last night on a call that ended the game by this same crew. Lamar Sparks was called out on a caught stealing that was ruled that he came off the second base bag. Checkers certainly did not think it was that way. 2-0 the count to the switch hitter Connolly. Hunt delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider at 86. And the count goes to 2-1. And Warren Eubanks at first just tried to call something and was waved off by the third base umpire, Joe McCarthy. And now Luis Huguetto is out to talk for a moment with McCarthy. And now McCarthy is pointing Huguetto to the home plate umpire, Chandler Durham. What in the world? So we believe the count's at 2-1. And the count's at 2-0. Eubanks called time. And the pitch came home. Oh, my goodness. The 2-0 pitch is fouled off into Cale's mitt with a bunt attempt, and the count goes to 2-1. Oh, my goodness. Here we go again. Connolly is 0-for-1 tonight with a line out to first. The 2-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. We're in the top of the third inning. It is a 1-0 M-Braves lead. We have had an interesting plate appearance right here for Cal Connolly. A pitch waved off. A hit-by-pitch that was ruled a wild pitch. The pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Hunt delivers. Swing and a miss. And that ends the inning. A strike waved off, doesn't matter. Conley down swinging. And Hunt strikes out his 5th of the day. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 2.5, and what's been an interesting one. The Shuckers down 1-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
One nothing M Braves as we move to the bottom of the third. And the righty David Fletcher fires. First knuckleball is smacked right back to him by Dylan O'Ray. Fletcher fires over to first, and O'Ray's retired for the first down. It's a 1-0 M Braves lead. The righty Eric Brown Jr. digs in against the righty Fletcher. Drew a walk last time up. First pitch misses up and in with the knuckleball. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Brown pops it foul behind home plate and into the seats. The count evens 1-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-1 pitch is lifted out to left. Workinger drifts back towards the warning track. Now in a couple steps, and he makes the catch. Tires Brown for the second out. We'll take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Brock Wilkin digs in. 1-0 M Braves in the bottom of the third. The righty David Fletcher delivers, and the knuckleball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. We got some intel between innings from M Braves broadcaster Chris Harris that Rivero is using a specially made glove. 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes a knuckleball for a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Fletcher ordered one for the catching staff here in Mississippi. It's a specially designed knuckleball mitt. 1-1 pitch is fouled back. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Wilkin drew a walk back in the first inning. Now the pitch. He swings and misses. Knuckleball off the outside corner at 64. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 1-0 M Braves after three. And we go to the fourth on the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Javik Blake alongside you as we move to the fourth. It is a 1-0 M Braves lead over the Shuckers. Only run coming on an Ethan Werkinger solo shot that went off the second. Casey Hunt back to work. The Mississippi State Bulldog delivers. And the first pitch is a called strike one to David McCabe. McCabe's 0 for 1. Struck out on a curveball back in the first. Hunt fires. It's a called strike on the outside corner. And it quickly goes to no balls and two strikes. Hunt struck out 5. The pitch. Just misses away. Slider 84, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. McCabe rolls it right side of the infield. Ray to his right, grabs it, fires to first. It's in time. Martinez fell off the bag, but kept his foot on when he got the baseball. McCabe grounds out to second. And now one away for the righty, Ethan Werkinger. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the eighth inning, Trash Pandas lead the Lookout 6-5. And the Smokies down 4-1 against the Barons in the sixth. Pitch to Werkinger. Misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. The other game in action, the Blue Wahoos up 2-1 on the Biscuits in the top of the fourth inning. That game was delayed for a bit due to rain. The 1-0 pitch. Werkinger swings and misses. A cutter at 87, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers right now in a heated battle for the playoffs. The pitch is a called strike. Curveball at 82, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Shuckers entered today 2 games up on Pensacola for the final playoff spot. A game and a half up in the division. 1-2 pitch. Misses low. And the count evens 2-2. The Mississippi Braves are 4.5 back. Blue Wahoos 2 back. Montgomery is a game and a half back, but they effectively don't matter in the second half standings. The 2-2 pitch. Werkinger dribbles it foul third base side, and we'll do it again. Montgomery, first half winners, which means that they're already into the playoffs. The tiebreaker, if Montgomery wins the division, is the second best record in the division in the half. So all the Shuckers have to do is finish higher than the Blue Wahoos and the M Braves in the half. The pitch, chopped up the middle, Array towards third, grabs it, fires to first, not in time. Werkinger just beats it out. And now a man on with one away for the righty, Yolbert Sanchez. Righty Yolbert Sanchez digs in. One out, one on. It is a 1-0 M-Braves lead in the top of the fourth. The pitch. Fouled back. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hunt just past 50 pitches. Last pitch was his 52nd of the night. He's thrown 37 strikes. The former Mississippi State Bulldog. Signed as an undrafted free agent just a year ago, and that was as a reliever. 0-1 pitch. Popped foul. First base side into the seats. And in and out of a fan's hands. He was on the sweet level, went to catch it, and it just went right through his hands. Count of no balls and two strikes with one away. Hunt delivers. Misses low. Kale blocks it up. Rolls up the first baseline, working her off to second. And he slides in without a throw. It's a wild pitch. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch misses low. Kale blacks it up. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. It is a 1-0 M-Braves lead in the top of the fourth. The pitch. Rocketed out to right, over O'Reilly's head, and down in the right center for a single. Working around third and comes home. Sparks picks it up in right center and fires it in. It's an RBI single for Sanchez. And it's a 2-0 M-Braves lead. Brings up the righty, Keyshawn Ogins. Ogins is 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to third back in the second inning. Hunt delivers. Slider, chop third base side. Wilkin dives, and it's by him. Down the left field line and rolls all the way towards the corner. Sanchez gets the wave from Mugetto around third. The relay into Brown is cut off. Right in the back of the infield. Ogins in a second with an RBI double, and it's a 3-0 M-Braves lead. It's Ogins' 21st RBI of the year. And the M-Braves have scored 3 runs on 5 hits. Nick Kale out for a quick conversation with Hunt. The pitch. Misses low to the lefty, Cade Bunnell. And the count runs to a ball and no strikes. 3-0 M-Braves. Ogins is at second. Casey Hunt having to work around some traffic in the fourth. The pitch. 3/4 of a swing. On a curveball at 79. And the count evens 1-1. Bunnell struck out on a slider back in the second. One of 5 strikeouts tonight from Hunt. Counted a ball and a strike. The pitch misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Ready, Hunt stares in. Now comes set with the Beach Chickens jersey. The pitch. Called strike. Fastball at 91 on the inner half. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The Rennie Hunt comes set. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. A cutter at 87. Pinnell strikes out for the second time tonight. And now two away for the righty, Sebastian Rivera. Rivera, right-handed bat. Digs in against the righty Hunt. Two out in the top of the fourth. 3-0 Embraves. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner at 92. And the count goes to 1-0. Hunt delivers. Rivera clobbers it towards center. Martin, though, is under it. No wind to help the baseball. Martin makes the catch in deep center, and that ends the inning. Two runs, three hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through three and a half, and it's 3-0 Embraves in the Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Alexi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The knuckleballer David Fletcher's out for his fourth inning. It's a 3-0 Embraves lead. Middle of the order is due up for the Shuckers. It starts off with the lefty Connor Scott, who popped out to third back in the first. Shuckers have just two hits off Fletcher. The pitch. Check swing on the knuckleball. Third base umpire McCarthy says he goes, and Scott stares skyward in frustration. Count of no balls and a strike. Fletcher delivers. Scott pops it up behind home plate. Rivero charges after it, but it's on the other side of the net, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Scott's in a nice series, including the first AB, 4-for-14. Three of those four hits have gone for doubles, including a couple off the farthest part of the yard out there in deep left center, where it's about 405, 410, as opposed to 400 where it is in straightaway center. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Fletcher delivers. Scott takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Scott pops it up. Right behind second. Conley, the shortstop, is under it, and he makes the catch. Scott's retired. It brings up the lefty, Darian Miller. Darian Miller digs in. Left-handed bat against the righty Fletcher. Miller has one of the Shuckers' two hits today. The pitch. is a called strike on the outside corner with that knuckleball. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Fletcher delivers. Miller takes on the outside corner for strike two as that knuckleball flutters in at 64. Fletcher's yet to throw a pitch harder than 66 miles an hour. Shuckers right now have been unable to hit it with good contact. They've gotten under it a couple of different times as Fletcher's kept it high in the zone. The 0-2 pitch. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Knuckleball in the inside corner at 65. Up comes Lamar Sparks. Sparks is 0-for-1 with a flyout to center back in the second. It's a 3-0 M Braves lead in the bottom of the fourth. The righty Fletcher delivers. Sparks swings and misses at the knuckleball, low at 65. The count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks pops it up. First base side and into the seats. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Two out, nobody on. 3-0 M Braves in the fourth. Now the pitch. Sparks ropes it. Third base side but foul. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Changes up his arm slot. Throws a knuckleball from his hip. Misses away. Counts at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Yes, misses. Fletcher and Rivero aren't sure exactly where it missed. The count's even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks rolls it to short. Conley grabs it, takes a step, fires to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. David Fletcher, armed with the knuckleball, has thrown nothing but the knuckler. And he's gone through four shutout innings. Hit the Shuckers down in order in the fourth. And we move to the fifth. 3-0 M Braves in the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Former ECU Pirate Bryson Worrell leads things off against the former Mississippi State Bulldog, Casey Hunt. As we head to the fifth inning, the righty Hunt The Shuckers down 3-0. First pitch of the inning is a called strike on the outside corner at 89. And we're off and running here in the fifth. And Braves, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. The Shuckers, who have yet to see a pitch faster than 66, have been held shutout on 2 hits. The pitch, swing and a miss. Cutter at 87, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. It's the knuckleballer Fletcher against the young standout, Casey Hunt, who's up to double-A in his first full professional season. The 0-2 pitch, Worrell checks his swing. Pitch misses away, and he does not go. Count on a ball and 2 strikes. Hunt started off this year as a late-inning reliever for the Carolina Mudcats, now here in double-A in just his 10th career start in pro ball. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. It's been quite the run from him. He made his first pro start on June 6th when he was in high A with Wisconsin. Went 5 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts against Quad Cities, and he's been just about that good since. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. In fact, tonight is just his second pro start that he's allowed more than a run. The only other time was June 20th when he gave up 5 runs on 7 hits against Fort Wayne. The 3-2 pitch, Worrell swings and misses. An uncomfortable hack on an 85-mile-an-hour cutter. It's his 6th strikeout of the night. And now one away with nobody on for the lefty, Cody Milligan. Pitch to the lefty, Milligan. This is up and away for ball one. By the way, here in the fifth inning, we'd like to say a big hello to TJ and Amanda Hunt, Casey's brother and sister-in-law, tuning in from Italy tonight. The pitch is a curveball, and he paints it on the outside corner for strike one. They said the current time is 3 a.m. in Italy. Staying up late to watch Casey's home debut in Biloxi. The pitch, Milligan ropes it down the left field line and foul. The count goes to 1-2. Also, big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. Kane in section 100, Sarah in Biloxi, and a big hello, as always, to big-time listener and viewer Joe Arault in Sarasota, Florida. The 1-2 pitch, Milligan pops it foul, third base side and out of play. The count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Hunt struck out 7 tonight. The pitch home misses low, and the count evens 2-2. 7 strikeouts, and what is going to be his 75th pitch of the night. Chance to match his double-A high that he set in his debut of 8 strikeouts over 5 1/3. The 2-2 pitch. Rolled to second. O'Reilly has it on the back of the infield, gathers, fires to first, and Milligan's out by about 30 feet. 2 away, and the switch hitter Cal Conley digs in. Conley digs in from the left side against the righty Hunt. Hunt fires, swing and a miss, fastball top of the zone. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Conley's 0 for 2 tonight. In fact, all 5 hits have come from just 3 different players for the M-Braves. 0-1 pitch. Conley takes up and away, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Ethan Workinger has 2. Gilbert Sanchez has 2. And Keyshawn Ogans has an RBI double. 2 multi-hit performances, 1 RBI extra base hit, and that's been it. The pitch. Chopped high in the air, first base side. Martinez hops behind the first base bag, grabs it, and it's ruled foul by first base umpire Warren Eubanks. The count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Hunt fires, misses low, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hunt struck out 8 over 5 innings and gets Connolly swinging on an 87-mile-an-hour cutter right on the inside corner. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We're halfway through, and it's 3-0 M-Braves on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's a 3-0 M-Braves lead as we move to the last of the fifth inning. Shuckers have been held to no runs on two hits by the knuckleballing righty David Fletcher. Fires home to Ernesto Martinez Jr. Left-handed bat takes off the inside corner for ball one. Shuckers had both their hits in the second. A single from Darian Miller and a double from Martinez. The pitch, Martinez drives it out to right. Worrell comes in on it, slides, and he makes the catch. Martinez is retired for the first out. It's off his bat at 104. And Worrell able to make a sliding play on the wet grass. Up comes the righty Nick Cale. Fletcher fires. Cale takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Cale fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Fletcher kicks and fires. Cale chops it to short. Connolly charges, grabs it thigh high, fires to first, and Cale's retired for the second out. That's 9 straight retired by Fletcher. And it brings up the righty Casey Martin. Shuckers 0-for-8 against him, second time through the order. It's a 3-0 M-Braves lead in the last of the fifth. Fletcher delivers. Martin takes inside and it gets him right on the elbow guard. Martin takes his base. That one fluttered in at 64. The Shuckers have a man on for the first time since Ernesto Martinez Jr. doubled in the second. That was with one away. Martin's on first. Lefty Dylan O'Ray now digs in against Fletcher. First base coach Mike Bovee has all of Martin's gear. Fletcher delivers. O'Ray drives it out to right. Worrell's back on it. couple steps shy of the warning track. He makes the catch and make it five shutout innings for Fletcher. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth. It is 3-0 M-Braves on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote. Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Casey Hunt works into the sixth inning for his second consecutive start in Double-A. He struck out eight, allowed three runs on five hits. The M-Braves lead it 3-0. Switch hitter David McCabe leads it off from the left side. The pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers tonight have been shut out through the first five innings by David Fletcher's knuckleball that has not touched anything higher than 66. The pitch to McCabe is rolled to second. O'Ray has it, fires to first, and McCabe's retired for the out. Shuckers pitching staff continues to do their thing. They've been quite terrific in this series. Ethan Workinger digs in. He's 2-for-2 today with a solo shot. Shuckers at this moment have allowed just 13 runs through the first 4.5 games of this series. The first pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone. Randy Workinger. Sam Carlson. Check that. It is Nick Merkel down in the Shuckers bullpen. 0-1 pitch. Workinger takes strike two. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Workinger takes a slider away, 82. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Workinger takes low, and the count evens 2-2. Hunt out of the windup delivers. Workinger takes a curveball low, and the count goes to 3-2. Meanwhile, Ian Mejia is warming in the M-Braves bullpen. Payoff pitch. Workinger takes inside, and it's ball four. That's the first walk today allowed by Hunt. It's his first walk in 10 1/3 innings. Here at the Double-A level. One out, one on, and the righty Gilbert Sanchez digs in. It's a 3-0 M-Braves lead over the Beach Chickens. Hunt comes set. Now delivers. Sanchez takes low. It clangs off Cale's mitt, but stays in front of him. Counts it a ball and no strikes. Sanchez is 2-for-2 tonight. Remember, all five of these hits for the M-Braves have come between three different players, and they all bat right after the other. Workinger's reached base three times. He's 2-for-2. Sanchez is 2-for-2. And Ogun's on deck, has an RBI double. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike. Curveball at 80 miles an hour. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch rolled up the middle, and it's right between O'Reilly and Brown into center for a single. Workinger to second. Martin grabs it and lops it back in towards the infield. Two on, one out. The righty Keyshawn Ogun set to step in. Fidel Pena out of his chair in the dugout. Walks up the steps. And that's going to end the night for Casey Hunt. His home debut in Biloxi sees just one walk, eight strikeouts, 5 1/3 innings for the second consecutive start in AA. And so far, he's allowed just three runs. Nick Merkel comes in. Casey Hunt departs to a standing ovation. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Nick Merkel's in, inherits two base runners, and faces the righty Keyshawn Ogun. One out, two on, top of the sixth inning. It's a 3-0 M Braves lead. The righty Merkel fires. Ogun shoots it foul. Down the right field line and out of play. The count goes to no balls and a strike. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Merkel's in for the righty Casey Hunt, who's done after 5 1/3 innings. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Merkel makes his 34th appearance of the year. He's been a multi-inning guy all season long. 60 2/3 innings and a 3.45 ERA, 24 walks, and 69 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Merkel set the belt, checks second. Now fires. Ogun's chops it up the middle. Ray grabs it, flips to Brown. He slides towards second, and he's out. Sanchez unable to get there in time. Workinger the third. Ogun's reaches on a fielder's choice. The force out at second goes 4-6, and now two away with runners in the corners for Kate Bennell. Kale out from behind home plate, tots up his gear with the first and third signs. Merkel last time out went three innings on 37 pitches. Checkers would love to get that sort of length today. Lefty Cade Bennell digs in. 0 for 2 tonight. The pitch, runner off to second and misses away. No throw from Kale, and Ogun swipes number 201 of the year for the M-Braves. It's Ogun's 13th stolen base of the season. Counter, no balls and a strike to the lefty Bennell. Merkel delivers. Bennell takes a curveball for strike two on the outside corner. Merkel quickly gets ahead. The pitch home. Curveball, swing and a miss. Counts it a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Freddie Merkel comes set. Now delivers. Bennell swings and misses, and that ends the inning. Merkel strands two, and Bennell strikes out for the third time today. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through five and a half, and it's 3-0 M-Braves in the Checkers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The M-Braves go to the bullpen as we move to the last of the sixth. The righty Ian Mejia comes in for the righty David Fletcher. Fletcher done after five shutout innings. Gives up two hits, walks two, strikes out two, does not throw a single pitch over 66 miles an hour, and throws 61 knuckleballs. The righty Mejia delivers home to the righty Brown. First pitch is the fastest pitch thrown by an M-Braves pitcher today at 93. And it's a sinker that misses in for ball one. Mejia in a tandem start with Fletcher. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Something the Checkers have employed quite a bit throughout the season. You'll have two different starters. One of them starts the game. Another one of them comes in about midway through, and they split the game. The 2-0 delivery. He has a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. This is Mejia's 20th appearance of the year. First time he's been out of the pen. The 2-1 pitch. Brown takes a strike on the inside corner, a sinker at 92. And the count evens two balls and two strikes. Mejia has a 3.44 ERA and a Team leading 99 and a third innings, 41 walks and 98 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 229 against him. The 2-2 pitch. Brown takes low. Change up at 84. And the count goes to 3-2. Brown's 0 for 1. Fuchs left off the knuckleball in the third and walked back in the first inning. Mejia fires. Brown fouls it off. 91-mile-an-hour sinker. And the count stays full at 3-2. Mejia fires. Brown punishes it out towards right center. Milligan's over. Whoa, the right fielder's over as well. He calls off Milligan at the last moment and hauls it in for the first down. One away with nobody on for the righty, Brock Wilkin. Wilkin digs in, very back of the right-handed box against the righty Mejia. The pitch. Wilkin takes off the inside corner with a slider, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkin struck out on a knuckler in the third, walked back in the first. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at 83, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Mejia out of the windup comes home. Slider called a strike, and the count evens 2-2. That was at 82, right at the knees. 2-2, 1 away. Now Wilkin calls time and steps out. Mejia, former 11th round pick in 2022 by the Braves out of New Mexico State. Attended the same school at the same time as Nick Gonzalez, current Pirate in the big leagues. 2-2 pitch. Misses low. Cutter at 84. And the count goes full with 3-2. 3-2, 1 away. Mejia delivers. Wilkin takes strike 3, top of the zone at 92. Mejia picks up his first strikeout of the day. Wilkin strikes out for the second time. Now comes the lefty Connor Scott. Scott digs in. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Two pop outs on the infield. Checkers trail at 3-0. Mejia comes home. It misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Mejia fires. Scott takes away. Change up at 83, and the count goes to 2-0. Two out, nobody on. The righty Mejia delivers. Called strike, top of the zone. Slider at 84. Count goes to 2-2. The 2-1 pitch misses off the outside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Mejia recently has not gone along in any of his starts. And he started off the year in terrific form, but over his last four starts, he's given up 20 runs, 16 of them earned in 16 and two-thirds innings. The 3-1 pitch. Scott chops it, first base side, two hops to Bunnell, gets it chest high, fires to Mejia. He taps the bag, and that ends a perfect sixth on the hill. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh. Checkers trail it 3-0 on the Checkers.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Nick Merkel's back to work as we move to the seventh. Checkers trail it 3-0 against the Embraves. Ronnie Merkel, after finishing out the sixth inning from Casey Hunt, faces the righty Sebastian Rivero as we begin the seventh. Merkel inherited two base runners, did not allow either one of them to score. As Hunt Nuts Knight finishes on just three runs allowed on six hits and 5 1/3. Randy Merkel delivers home to the righty Rivero to begin the seventh. And it's popped foul back in our direction and over our heads. The Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Merkel's 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss on an 83-mile-an-hour knuckle curve. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, and nobody out. We're just underway in the seventh. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball off the outside corner. Rivero swings and misses. And Merkel struck out too. Brings up the switch hitter Bryson Worrell. Digs in from the left side against the righty Merkel. One out, nobody on. 3-0 Embraves. The pitch is a knuckle curve, and it's a called strike one in the outside corner. The knuckler, check that, more of a knuckle curve, is a little unlike what David Fletcher's knuckleball does, where it doesn't get thrown harder than 66. This one from Merkel's in the mid-80s. The 0-1 pitch. Worrell swings and misses. Another knuckle curve, down low at 83. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. It is something that Merkel learned during his college days while playing at Central Methodist, an NAIA school in Missouri. Worrell 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Merkel delivers. It misses off the outside corner. Another knuckle curve. It counts at a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Worrell swings and misses. Knuckle curve on the inside corner at 82. And that is the third straight strikeout by Merkel. Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Cody Milligan digs in. It's a 3-0 M-Braves lead in the seventh. Checkers bullpen that's been dominant all week long, continuing their dominance right now. The pitch to Milligan is a called strike on the outside corner at 92. Milligan's 0 for 3 tonight. Strikeout, ground out. He's grounded into a fielder's choice. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted foul. Down the left field line and into the seats. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Merkel delivers. Chopped foul with the plate off the knuckle curve. And we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Chopped right back to Merkel. He's off the mound, first base side, flips to Martinez, and that ends the inning. A terrific top of the seventh from Merkel sends us the seventh inning stretch. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's a 3-0 M-Braves lead as we stretch in Biloxi and the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-Shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-Shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Left-handed hitting, Darian Miller digs in against the righty Ian Mejia. As we head to the last of the seventh, Shuckers down 3-0. The pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes on the lefty Miller. Shuckers have been held to no runs on two hits tonight by starter David Fletcher and righty Ian Mejia. The pitch is a called strike. Slider on the inside corner at 84, and the count evens 1-1. Fletcher went 5 shutout innings. Mejia, real good 6th inning. 3 up, 3 down with a strikeout. The pitch, Miller slices it foul back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers trying to score their first run since Xavier Warren's walk-off homer back in Game 2 of Thursday's doubleheader. They were shut out yesterday in a 2-0 loss. And we have to score here today. We're in the 7th. The 1-2 pitch. Miller swings and misses. A late start on an 82-mile-an-hour slider. He strikes out for the second time tonight. Four. Sparks digs in from the right side. He's 0-for-2 today. Fly out to center and a ground out to short. It's a 3-0 M Braves lead. One out, nobody on. Mejia delivers. It's a called strike on the inside corner. And Sparks falls behind in the count. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low. Sinker at 93. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Sparks today is 0-for-2. He's flown out to center and grounded out to short. Mejia stares in. Now the 1-2 pitch. Sparks chops it up the middle. Conley, the shortstop to his left, grabs it knee-high, quickly fires the first on the run, and Sparks is retired for the second out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in from the left side against the righty Ian Mejia. It's a 3-0 M Braves lead. The pitch, Martinez takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Three runs on six hits tonight for the M Braves. No runs on two hits tonight for the Shockers. We're in the last of the seventh. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Mejia delivers home. Martinez swings and misses. Goes fishing on a changeup off the outside corner at 85. And that ends the inning. Mejia's retired six in a row. And the Shuckers have been having a hood since the second. We go to the eighth. 3-0 M Braves on the Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917. If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Cal Connolly digs in from the left side against the righty Nick Merkel, who enters his second full inning on the hill. We go to the eighth. It is a 3-0 M Braves lead. Shuckers have been held scoreless tonight on just two hits. Merkel fires. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. But once again, the pitching staff has done their job. Just three runs allowed on six hits. They've done a terrific job pitching-wise this series, keeping the Shuckers in these sort of games. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a knuckle curve. The count evens 1-1. He'd allowed just 13 runs. We're almost through five games in this series, including the bullpen, allowing just one earned run all week over the first four-plus games. Merkel delivers to Conley. He takes away. Changeup at 86. The count goes to 2-1. Entering today, the Shuckers had a 0.49 ERA out of the pen. One earned run allowed in 18 and a third innings. Best out of any bullpen in Double-A this week. The 2-1 pitch. Conley takes a strike on the inside corner at 92. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. They're one of 4 Double-A bullpens this week to allow one earned run or less. Continuing just what has been a terrific job by the Shuckers pen here in 2024. The 2-2 pitch, Conley takes low, and the count goes to 3-2. A lot of credit goes to the coaching staff as well. Pitching coach Will Shearholz in his second year with the Shuckers. And Paul Mohler, bullpen coach, who's in his first full season with the Shuckers after joining the staff about the midway point of last season. It's really been a solid unit. 3-2 pitch, chopped back to the mound. Merkel has it right in front, fires the first. He's making it easy. He's been the reason why each of the last 5 have been retired. 2 groundouts back to him and 3 strikeouts. And now the switch hitter, David McCabe, digs in from the left side against Merkel. They'll try to give it a shot. McCabe's 0 for 3 tonight. 1 out, nobody on. The pitch is a called strike. Fastball at 93 on the outside corner. Time for a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visit OWA.com. Only one game still in action. The 0-1 pitch. McCabe takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. The Biscuits lead the Blue Wahoos 5-3 in the top of the 7th. Finals elsewhere. The Trash Pandas defeat the Lookouts 8-6-11. Well, Birmingham comes back and defeats Tennessee 7-2. The 0-2 pitch. McCabe takes inside, a pitch that bounces into Cale's mitt. And the count's at 1 ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 pitch. McCabe hits it on a couple of hops. Backhanded at second by O'Ray. Fires to first. It's in time. And McCabe's retired for the second out. Right-handed hitting Ethan Workinger. Digs in against the righty Merkel. 2 out, nobody on. 3-0 M Braves in the top of the 8th inning. Merkel delivers. Workinger takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Workinger takes a slider for a strike. Count evens 1-1. Workinger's had himself quite the night. Smashed his first Double-A home run back in the 2nd. Singled in the 4th. Came around to score then, and then drew a walk in the 6th inning. The 1-1 pitch. Tapped foul off the knuckle curve. And the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. The 1-2 pitch is a called strike, 3 on the inside corner. Make it 4 strikeouts and 2 1/3 shutout innings for Merkel. Fastball on the inside corner at 92 ends a perfect 8th. We go to the bottom half. It is a 3-0 M Braves lead on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Nick Cale leads it off for the Shuckers as we head to the last of the eighth. It is a 3-0 M-Braves lead over the Shuckers. Righty Ian Mejia is back to work. Delivers the righty Cale. Pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Mejia's into his third inning on the hill. He's gone six up, six down so far with three strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. Mejia misses up with a fastball, and the count goes to 2-0. This is quite a different atmosphere for Mejia than what he pitched in during his college days at New Mexico State. New Mexico State's ballpark, one of the highest altitude ballparks in the entire world, in Las Cruces, New Mexico. The 2-0 pitch. Cale pops it straight up behind home plate. Rivera, the catcher. First base side sprints over, slides, and it's just out of his reach. The count goes to 2-1. Randy Mejia delivers. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-1. And for Mejia, Las Cruces, New Mexico, sits at 3,999 feet above sea level. And with metal bats in college, that is quite the offensive environment. The 3-1 pitch. Cale takes low and away, and the leadoff man gets on with a walk. First Shuckers base runner since the fifth, and up comes Casey Martin. So for Mejia, he gets drafted by the Braves. Begins this year in Mississippi, which he goes from one of the easiest places to hit in all of college baseball to statistically the most pitcher-friendly ballpark in all of AA. Must be a nice breath of relief for Mejia pitching at Trustmark Park now here in Biloxi. The ball flies a little bit less than in Las Cruces. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner to the righty Martin. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch misses off the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Las Cruces located about as far south as you can go in New Mexico before you hit Mexico. Count maybe 30, 45 minutes north of the U.S.-Mexico border. The 1-0 pitch misses off the outside corner. The count, check that, goes to 2-1. Mejia delivers. Martin drives it deep to left. Workinger's back and the Shuckers are on the board. It's a two-run bomb from Martin and it's a 3-2 ball game. Martin touches home. It's his ninth homer of the season. He torched that thing off the bat at 101. Goes 361 feet. And all of a sudden, the Shuckers, who had yet to score since game two of Thursday's doubleheader, now make it a 3-2 ball game. Dylan O'Ray digs in. He's the tying run. The pitch from Mejia. O'Ray lines it towards center. Milligan charges, and it's down for a base hit. The Shuckers have exploded here in the eighth. Each of the first three have reached. O'Ray with 20 stolen bases is on first. And Eric Brown Jr. digs in. Check back to first, and O'Ray's back in plenty of time. The pitch to Brown. He takes a strike, top of the zone at 93. Count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch misses off the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. We're in the eighth. One on, nobody out, and a 1-1 count against the righty Brown, who's 0-2 tonight with a walk. Check back to first. O'Ray again is back in time, and Mejia's used up both his pickoff moves. The pitch, O'Ray's off to second. Brown drives it out to left center. Workinger in on it. O'Ray starts to jog back to first, and Workinger makes the catch in left center. Brown's retired for the first out. And now one on with one out for Brock Wilkin. It's a 3-2 game. Brock Wilkin, who became a dad this morning in Biloxi, digs in with a chance to cap off what has been quite the special day for Wilkin and his wife. The pitch, O'Ray's off to second. Wilkin swings and misses. The throw to second is in time. O'Ray is ruled out, and the Shuckers are up in arms again. Joe McCarthy makes the call. O'Ray thought he was safe. Pena quickly over from third. The Shuckers were on the wrong end of that sort of call last night. Pena and McCarthy walk towards third. Now two away. And O'Ray walks back to the dugout. Mejia delivers. Wilkin takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two out. Mejia delivers. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. A cutter at 86, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers get on the board. Two-run homer for Casey Martin makes it a 3-2 game. Two runs, two hits, no errors, Nobody left on base. 3-2 after 8, and we go to the ninth on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We go to the ninth, and the Shuckers go back to the bullpen. In comes Sam Gardner after Nick Merkel, a terrific appearance. Gardner also has been terrific this season, and he faces the righty Gilbert Sanchez. The pitch is fouled back, and we're off and running in the ninth. It is a 3-2 M-Braves lead over the Shuckers. Sanchez is a perfect 3-for-3 tonight with 3 singles. Gardner delivers, misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Final line for Nick Merkel. He goes 2 2/3 innings on the hill. No runs, no hits, no walks, and he strikes out 4. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Gardner kicks and delivers. Nub foul up the first baseline. The count stays at 1-2. Gardner enters today, make his 22nd appearance of the season, 33 2/3 innings, the 2.41 ERA, 12 walks, and 46 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Sanchez bloops it foul. Out of play on the first base side. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch tipped into Cale's mitt for strike 3. And Gardner opens the strikeout ledger here in the ninth. And it brings up the righty Keyshawn Ogans.
Now that's third base for number 4, Keyshawn Ogans.
The pitch. Randy Ogans takes off the outside corner for 1. The 1-0 delivery. Dribbled foul up the third base line. And the count evens 1-1. Gardner has been one of the best strikeout pitchers in Double A this season. After his last appearance in the series opener on Tuesday, Gardner's numbers were quite impressive. 21 appearances, a 37% strikeout rate, and a 10% walk rate. The 1-1 pitch is a curveball and a called strike 2. Opponent sitting 158 against him, and that 37% strikeout rate entering Wednesday was the third highest in Double A among pitchers who had thrown at least 30 innings this year. Gardner last year started off the year in indie ball. 1-2 pitch. Chop third base side, hops over the bag. Wilkin backhands it, and it is called foul. And the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Gardner fires home. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94. Hogan's is down on strikes. Two away for the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Cade Bunnell digs in. He is 0 for 3 tonight with three strikeouts. 3-2 and Braves in the top of the ninth. Gardner delivers. Hit a mile high. Third base side. Wilkin tracks over towards the foul line. Straddles it. Under it. And he makes the catch. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Gardner a perfect top of the inning. Shuckers need one to tie in the bottom of the inning. It's a 3-2 and Braves lead on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Crowd of over 2,500 getting fired up as we head to the last of the ninth on a Saturday night. Shuckers need one to tie, two to win. All the M Braves need three outs for a series victory and wins in four of the first five in this series against the Shuckers. Righty Ian Mejia is back to work. He's allowed two runs over three innings with three strikeouts, and he faces the lefty Connor Scott. Scott's 0 for 3 tonight. Shuckers were shut down through the first seven innings until Casey Martin hit a two-run homer in the last inning to make it a 3-2 game. David Fletcher, the M Braves starter, went five shutout innings. He is trying to close this thing out. The pitch to Scott. He tips it into Rivero's mitt. The count goes to no balls and a strike. And even though Mejia entered the game in the sixth inning, this right now is a save opportunity. You get a save if you complete the game while throwing at least three innings. The 0-1 pitch. Scott swings and misses. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. A changeup low at 85. No balls, two strikes, and nobody out. But he has struck out four tonight on four different pitches. One on a fastball, one on a cutter, one on a slider, and one on a changeup. The 0-2 pitch, Scott takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Scott swings and misses. Change up off the outside corner at 85. And make it 5 strikeouts in relief for Mejia. Faces Darian Miller. Every single game in this series has been decided by 2 runs or less. Randy Mejia delivers. Miller swings and ropes it out to right. Worrell charges, and it traps down in front of him for a base hit. Miller has a multi-hit night, and now a man on with one away for Lamar Sparks. Checkers have the tying run on, and out of the dugout comes Ethan Murray. He'll pinch run here for Darian Miller, Checkers' designated hitter. Miller comes off, in comes Murray. Up comes Sparks, 0 for 3 tonight, but 3 for 12 in the series, including a double. Outfield plays back, infield plays back as well. Mejia delivers, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Check back to first, and Murray's back in time. Sparks, 2 ground outs and a fly out to center. Mejia long set, now fires. It's a slider and a called strike at the top of the zone. Count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. Checkers down 3-2 in the last of the night. The pitch. Sparks takes up and in. And the count goes to 2-1. Second baseman, Yolbert Sanchez, is almost right behind second at the moment. The pitch. Sparks checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 3-1. Mejia comes set. Now delivers. Sparks takes a slider for strike 2. That one settled right down the middle, but at the knees. The count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. We'll see if Mejia peppers a fastball. Sparks, a terrific fastball hitter. He steps out of the box for a moment. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The payoff pitch. Sparks swings and drives it out to left center. Workinger is over, and it's down for a base hit. Murray hits second, turns around, goes back to second. The throw, the tag, and Murray's called safe. Just gets back in time. It's back-to-back one-out singles. Brings up Ernesto Martinez Jr. Well, the Shuckers have something cooking here in the ninth. We talked about Ian Mejia's struggles his last few starts when he came out to start his appearance. Entering today, he had given up 20 runs on 23 hits in his last 16 2/3 innings, with opponents tallying an 894 OPS against him. Now Ogins, Mejia, and Rivero a meeting on the mound before Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in. The thunderous left-handed bat. Murray's at second. Sparks is at first. Shankers down 3-2. Martinez digs in. He is ready to go. Bottom nine, 3-2 M Braves. Mejia delivers. Martinez chops it foul off home plate and up the first baseline. Count goes to no balls and a strike. No balls and one strike. Mejia delivers. Martinez swings and lines it right to short. Conley grabs it in the air and taps second. The Shuckers have had some brutal luck this week, and that just about sums it up. Off Martinez's bat at 111 miles an hour. Conley makes a diving snag behind second. Catches it maybe 2 inches off the ground and taps second to end it. It's a 3-2 final. And the M-Braves win the series. We'll take a break. Wrap it all up next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. A heartbreaking loss for the Shuckers at Keyser Federal Park. We'll wrap it up next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show as the Shuckers fall by a 3-2 final against the Mississippi Braves. A real tough and brutal loss for the Shuckers. Ernesto Martinez Jr. thought he had the game-tying hit off the bat at 111 miles an hour right back up the middle. That ball's a hit 99.9% of the time, but shortstop Cal Conley made a diving snag behind second. Caught it maybe 2 inches off the ground, sprinted to second. Murray was halfway to third. He thought the ball was going to get through and was trying to get home to tie it up, but instead he's doubled up, and that ends it. The Shuckers fall by a 3-2 final. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the M-Braves. For the Shuckers, 2 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. The M-Braves win their second series of the season against the Shuckers. David Fletcher gets the win, goes 5 shutout innings with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Casey Hunt gets tagged with a tough luck loss, gives up 3 runs on 6 hits and 5 1/3 innings with 8 strikeouts in his Keyser Federal Park debut. He falls to 0-2, and Ian Mejia gets the save after he closes things out with 4 innings on the hill. He allows just 2 runs and strikes out 5. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. The M Braves took a 1-0 lead in the second off a solo shot from Ethan Workinger that made it a 1-0 game. They later scored two runs in the fourth, RBI single from Yolbert Sanchez and an RBI double from Keyshawn Ogins in the eighth. The Shuckers scored two off a two-run shot from Casey Martin, his ninth homer of the season. But the M Braves win it by a 3-2 final. With the loss, the Shuckers have now lost 7 of 10. They're at 55-55 on the year, 25-18 in the second half, while the M Braves at 53-59 on the year, 22-22 in the second half. We'll take a break, wrap everything up next on the Owa Parks and Resort Scoreboard Update. Comes your way next right here on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Shuckers fall a 3-2 final against the Mississippi Braves on a Saturday night as the Shuckers fall to 55-55 on the year, 25-18 in the second half, while the M Braves improve to 53-59 on the season, 22-22 in the second half. It is the 36th game out of 110 this year that the Shuckers have played that's been decided by just a single run. It is in the second half, their 21st of 43, decided by two or less. David Fletcher gets the win and improves to 3-4. Casey Hunt, the loss, falls to 0-2. And Ian Mejia picks up the save, his first of the season. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort Scoreboard Update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're on the bottom of the eighth inning. The Biscuits lead the Blue Wahoos by a 5-4 score in a massively important game for the Biloxi Shuckers. If the Biscuits win, the Shuckers will still be two games ahead for Pensacola for the final playoff spot in the South Division. Montgomery, first-half champions, do not factor into the second-half standings in any big way. All the Shuckers need to do to reach the playoffs, no matter what, is finish ahead of Pensacola and Mississippi in the second-half standings. A win for Montgomery would keep the Shuckers two games ahead in that final playoff spot. Elsewhere in the Southern League, the Rocket City Trash Pandas in 11 innings take down the Chattanooga Lookouts by an 8-6 final, and the Birmingham Barons defeat the Tennessee Smokies by a 7-2 score. Time to take a look around the Milwaukee Brewers affiliates on a busy day around the system. One game still in action. They're in the middle of the seventh inning. between the Peoria Chiefs and Wisconsin Timber Antlers in High A. The Timber Antlers trail Peoria by a 5-2 score. In game one, the doubleheader right now, in game one, Wisconsin defeated Peoria by an 8-1 final. Elsewhere in the system, DSL Brewers 2 defeats Brewer Pirates Gold by a 4-2 final. They're 29-22 on the season. In AAA, the Durham Bulls defeat the Nashville Sound 7-4, but former Shucker Craig Yoho strikes out 3 in 2 scoreless innings for the Sounds, is yet to give up a run at the AAA level. Elsewhere in single A, the Delmarva Shorebirds defeat the Carolina Mudcats by a 9-3 final. And here in Biloxi, the Shuckers fall by a 3-2 final against the Mississippi Braves. A game that was originally delayed by an hour and 16 minutes. Takes just 2 hours and 18 minutes to complete in front of 2,507 at Keesler Federal Park. Shuckers back at it tomorrow. Shane Smith gets the start for the Shuckers, 5-2 with a 2.94 ERA against Darius Vines, 1-0 with a 1.74 earned run average. 5:05 first pitch will be at you with pregame at 4:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as the Shuckers and M-Braves will finish out the set. That'll do it for us tonight. M-Braves 3, Shuckers 2. Shuckers look to get their second win of the series and their 56th win of the year tomorrow in the series finale. Again, 4:45 pregame, 5:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you then. Appreciate you tuning in throughout the night. For all of us at the Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake. Talk to you tomorrow. 4:45 pregame, 5:05 first pitch on the Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.